And how about,
but it would probably, that wouldn't handle it good up and over. No, but it would handle the piece there, but some wire tied on both sides. Now, these are probably made with handles for your four fingers if you go. And one long piece of boarding in there, it's put up there on purpose, and a hole made through that, so you hit your hand in there, and one person, it's not a one person affair.
Mm-hmm.
Like the pillow bucket is. Two have to carry that.
Mm-hmm.
It's usually a big thing.
A tub. You need two to carry a tub.
A handle tub, wooden tub.
Uh-huh.
Because there's a pillow bucket.
Mm-hmm. Smaller.
Yeah.
One person.
Smaller. For one person.
What do you fry eggs in the morning?
Pan?
Frying pan?
Yeah.
You ever say skillet?
What? Skillet?
Uh-huh.
Skillet is a metal thing with an iron handle and two legs. Two legs. Built in is part of the bottom of it, you know.
Mm-hmm. They ever called a spider?
Spider?
Spider skillet. And a skillet are the same thing?
Yeah, spider and skillet.
Uh-huh.
Spider and a skillet.
Yes.
But maybe, let me see, that skillet may be applied to sort of a round top with a handle to it.
Mm-hmm.
If you set that down in a hole in the old wooden stove.
I see.
I believe that is called a skillet. I believe it's got a round bottom.
I see.
Kind of round it down this way, so it'll go down in that hole, you know. Get it next to flame.
Frying pan
flat.
Is just a flat cast iron.
Usually made out of malleable iron.
And when you have the kitchen sink, you have something that turns on and off the water.
Spigot.
And suppose if you had one outside the house, what do you call that?
Well,
be the same thing or different? Suppose you had some water.
Oh, the tap, don't you?
That's a tap.
Oh, the tap.
Uh-huh. And in the old days, if you had something in a big barrel, and you wanted to turn on, wanted to drain the barrel, turn on the what?
Faucet.
That's a faucet?
Faucet.
Faucet on a barrel, and a spigot on a sink.
And a tap on the loom?
Tap on the house.
So it can have a long hose attached to it.
Yes. Uh-huh. And when you go to the store and buy a few cans of food, they put it in a what? They put the cans in a...
pen? Paper?
They put it in a paper... a brown...
Paper bag?
Paper bag, is that what you... Uh-huh. And in the old days, we used larger bags. Much, much larger. What do they call those? Made of loosely woven cloth.
Crocus?
Crocus sack?
Mm-hmm. Gunny sack?
Gunny sack.
Crocus?
Burlap?
Burlap.
Burlap?
All three are kindred.
Uh-huh.
They're closely related.
And the, what's a crocus sack?
Well, that's made out of that stuff. They think it's down in South America, something like into the roots of banana trees, you know?
Oh, I see.
Round it up, string is sort of a thing.
Very rough.
You ever see what we call bear grass around here?
Yes.
Kind of like the Mexican sword. Grass. It's got a fiber in it. We make the same thing right here. We got all over this country. One tough fiber runs from the root all the way to this sharp end. All you got to do is to boil it and put it through a process to get rid of all that vegetation on the outside covering, you know, and then you got stuff there that's just like that stuff to make hemp rope out of.
I see.
I think that's what some of your burlap and gunny sacks are made out of, something akin to that.
And the crocus sack would be the same.
Crocus, yeah.
Mm-hmm. And
you have the big old cutting with here.
And small musical instruments you play like this?
Flute?
No, just small, about the size of my pen.
Really?
About the size of my pen. You just blow into it.
What is it? Piccolo? Flute?
You call it a harmonica or a harp?
Oh, you're talking about something else, a harmonica.